A reading from the book of Samuel. Samuel took 3,000 picked men from all Israel and went in search of David and his men in the direction of the wild goat crags. When he came to the sheepfolds along the way, he found a cave, which he entered to relieve himself. David and his men were occupying the inmost recesses of the cave. David's servants said to him, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'I will deliver your enemy into your grasp. Do with him as you see fit.'" So David moved up stealthily, cut off the end of Saul's mantle. Afterward, however, David regretted that he had cut off the end of Saul's mantle. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master. The Lord's anointed is to lay a hand on him, for he is the Lord's anointed." With these words, David restrained his men and would not permit them to attack Saul. Saul then left the cave and went on his way. David also stepped out of the cave, calling to Saul, "My lord the king." When Saul looked back, David bowed to the ground in homage and asked Saul, "Why do you listen to those who say David is trying to harm you? You see for yourself today the Lord, just how he delivered you into my grasp in the cave. I had some thought of killing you, but I took pity on you instead. I decided I will not raise a hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed and a father to me. Look here at the end of your mantle which I hold, since I cut off the end of your mantle and I did not kill you. See and be convinced that I plan no harm and no rebellion. I have done you no wrong. Though you are hunting me to take down my life, the Lord will judge between you and me, and the Lord will exact justice from you in my case. I shall not touch you. The old proverb says, 'From the wicked comes forth wickedness.' So I will take no action against you. Against whom are you on campaign, O King of Israel? Whom are you pursuing, a dead dog or a single flea? The Lord will judge, and he will decide between me and you. May he see this and take my part and grant me justice beyond your reach." When David finished saying these things to Saul, Saul answered, "Is that your voice, my son David?" And Saul wept aloud. Saul then said to David, "You are in the right rather than I, and you have treated me generously, while I have done you harm. Great is the generosity you showed me today, when the Lord delivered me into your grasp and you did not kill me. For if a man meets his enemy, does he send him away unharmed? May the Lord reward you generously for what you have done this day. And now I know that you surely will be king, and that the sovereignty over Israel shall come into your possession." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, and have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till harm pass by. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. I call to God the Most High, to God my benefactor. May he send from heaven and save me. May he make those who reproach who trample me. May God send his mercy and his faithfulness. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. Be exalted above the heavens, O God, above all the earth be your glory. For your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. My brothers and sisters, may the Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send forth to preach and have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whose name was Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Barjanas, that is, of sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who would betray him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we continue with the story of Saul and David, and we see what God rewards. He rewards someone who has respect for authority. He did not go against. David could kill Saul, but he did not. But also someone who gives mercy. Respect and mercy is something that all of us should have. respect for authority. Even think about what was going on here. He didn't agree Saul wanted to kill David. He would not take revenge. He still had respect because he was the Lord's anointed. Do we have the same respect for the Lord's anointed? And second, he was a man of mercy. And this mercy is what made him a leader. Are we people of mercy or are we people of judgment? I often say, mercy for me and judgment for everybody else is what people say. But it's no mercy for you if you don't have mercy on others. We all deserve damnation, you, me, and yet God has mercy in spite of our sins. We need to be like God. That's the people God anoints and God uses and God lifts up. So today, let's reflect. Am I a person of respect? Am I a person of mercy? And if not, let's begin again. May it sure know his love today and forever. Amen.